Tension between the United States and Russia has been running high after friction over issues like NSA leaker Edward Snowden, missile defense, Syria, and human rights. But while President Obama snubbed Russian President Vladimir Putin and called off plans to go to Moscow next month, top U.S. and Russia officials met in Washington yesterday. They said they had plenty of other business to discuss, and both sides seemed eager to show that this is not some new sort of Cold War, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry tried to lighten the mood at the State Department as he and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel hosted their Russian counterparts, the two Sergeys, as Kerry says.
Sergey Lavrov and I are old hockey players, and we both know that diplomacy, like hockey, can sometimes result in the occasional collision.
But there was no small talk when Sergey Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, and Sergey Shoigu, the defense minister, addressed reporters at the embassy later in the day. There, Lavrov recounted a conversation he had had with Kerry earlier this year.
He said, well, I believe that we can make a difference in the Russian-American relations. Let's act as adults. And that's what we are trying to do.
Lavrov says the case involving NSA leaker Edward Snowden should not disrupt relations. He says Russia was just following its laws when it offered Snowden temporary asylum.
Edward Snowden did not overshadow our discussions. This was mentioned as a fact which we have on our hands. But the main discussion was about the issues on the agenda, which are of huge interest to the United States, to the Russian Federation, and to the entire world.
U.S. officials also say the Snowden affair did not color the discussion, which they say was positive and constructive. They say this 2+2 format with the foreign and defense ministers will continue. At the top level, though, President Obama is making clear that he's pushing the pause button and reassessing the relationship, which changed when Vladimir Putin returned to the Kremlin.
We saw more rhetoric on the Russian side that was anti-American, played into some of the old stereotypes about the Cold War contest between the United States and Russia. And I've encouraged Mr. Putin to think forward as opposed to backwards on those issues with mixed success.
But he's playing down suggestions that he and Putin just can't get along.
I know the press likes to focus on body language, and he's got that kind of slouch, looking like the bored kid in the back of the classroom. But the truth is that when we're in conversations together, oftentimes it's very productive.
Not productive enough for a summit in September, though. White House officials say they want more progress on arms reductions and missile defense. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, came away from his first meeting with Defense Secretary Hagel sounding optimistic about that. He says he and Hagel will hold regular video conferences, and he says he invited the U.S. to join in a friendly military competition, a tank biathlon in Russia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.